Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs, and we all want that, right?
It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky, picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today.
Okay, here's how Miro works. See, it's amazing.
What's everyone doing at David's desk? Ever since marketing started using Miro's collaborative online whiteboard, he thinks all our other teams should sign up. Why? He says Miro's making his meetings disappear. And if every team gets on it, that means even less meetings. They're using Miro for brainstorms, mind maps, customer research.
So could we use Miro instead of having another 100 meetings for every round of feedback?
Yep. You can comment, react to ideas, even leave a recording on the board.
And what about presentations?
There are Miro templates for that.
How do you know so much about Miro?
I've actually been using it all along. I just used a Miro board to plan the best vacation.
Okay, I'm on board.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com with 3 boards free forever. That's Miro.com.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit TikTok to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to TomboyX, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at TomboyX.com. That's TomboyX.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week! Week!
Thank you so much. I know, she almost, because we were doing some micro idiots.
I know.
You didn't, because this is our extra idiots week!
Woo!
Thank you for joining us here. Like we said, this idiot... is like an idiot for a week that, like, we're not there, we think. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
All the stupid works.
Yes.
Stupid doesn't go bad.
It doesn't. We want to remind you to join us October 23rd for the Survivors Tour in Madison, Wisconsin at the Barrymore Theater. You can get your tickets pay-per-view at sexyliberal.com.
That's right. So you can be there without having to be there if you can't be there. And also, we want to thank you for listening to all the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, as you no doubt are.
Yes. And we want to thank all the new subscribers to our Patreon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You are the wind beneath our wings. Thank you.
And we want to thank all you OGs who have always had our back. Thank you.
You're amazing and wonderful. And we love you and thank you.
And for those of you who are still on the fence about becoming a Patreon subscriber, do you know that you will get 3 micro idiots a week?
That's right.
As a thank you.
Our thank you to you. It's we send you micro idiots.
And you can laugh and laugh. And let me tell you something. Really, seriously, laughter is the best self-care you can give yourself.
It really is.
So give yourself a gift and give us a gift. It works. You see how it works?
It's a community.
It's osmosis.
That's how it works. Today, let's begin with our first idiot coming to us from the wonderful Gary C.
Thank you, Gary C. Phone caller convinces woman to shave her head.
Phone caller.
On the phone.
Convinces woman.
To shave her head.
Gary asked this question, and I believe this is an important question to ask. Is there a difference between idiot and stupid? And I think there is.
There is.
That's right. An idiot, that's a state. You are an idiot.
Right.
And I think an idiot is born an idiot. I think you're born that way.
Yeah.
That person... there's limits to what you can achieve with an idiot. Stupid, we can all be stupid.
That's right. We all have a stupid moment, a stupid choice.
It can be a short-term or long-term condition.
Mm-hmm.
This person is an idiot who's also stupid.
Right.
And that is unfortunate.
Megan Randolph.
Oh, Megan.
Oh, she mad?
Oh, is she mad? Megan.
And apparently they say she devastated too. And in her own words, her confidence has been rocked.
When I read this story, you know what I said to myself? That's exactly the reaction you should be having.
Yes.
You should be rocked by how fucking stupid you are.
Yep. Randolph, a model in Layton, Utah.
Not to disparage a community I know nothing
about Layton, Utah. I know what you're about to fuck to say.
What does it mean to be a model in Layton, Utah?
Yeah.
What it says to me is, this is either Instagram, which case we're all Instagram models.
Right.
Number one. And number two... I don't know if that's a... I'm just saying, is that a place you can be a... That's your career choice.
Right, right.
So, apparently, she was a victim of a scam. But the scam artist wasn't after money. which is usually why you would call it a scam.
Right, right, right.
I actually don't call this a scam.
I don't either. I think that she's the victim of somebody.
Bullying, kind of a prank. Yeah, yeah. But a bullying prank. And my guess is that the person knows her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's way too personal.
Way.
So this is a quote from Megan Randolph. Oh, yeah, I haven't left the house. I don't plan on leaving the house until I can figure something out. And I know that sounds silly.
Says the now completely bald Randolph. How you have somebody talk you up out of your hair like that?
Okay, so it started with a text message.
Right.
From a stranger. That is very important. And Randolph says that she doesn't just give her phone number out to strangers, but this one already knew her name. And this person said their name was Ashley, said she had been referred to her. Before the conversation was over, Randolph had been convinced to shave her head down to the skin and her eyebrows in exchange for a couple of $1,000.
Right. Right. She said, I was a little hesitant at first.
A little? One text and they and knowing your
and
name.
And you were shaving your head and eyebrows?
And you, for the promise of money, you didn't even get a down payment?
Whoa, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Okay, so it says here, it helped the scammer's cause that Randolph hasn't been able to work consistently. No, it didn't just help it, it created it. Because yeah. This person, as we all have been, or many
she
of us have been,
need.
We're in need. And a few $1,000 starts to be like, well, how bad could it be?
Right.
But if you call yourself a model, I have to say, especially the eyebrows, because you can wear a wig. But as we have all learned, the hard way, those of us who've messed with our eyebrows,
they don't come back.
Like, parts might, but you never get that full eyebrow back once you've done that. So, apparently, she knows, she's aware, just in case you were concerned, that some members of the public, and although it does not say this, mainly Frances and Angela, might be cruel to her about her falling victim to a scam and shaving her head. But she wanted to get the word out because she doesn't want others to fall prey to the same trick.
Oh, trust me, other people aren't going to fall prey to this trick because this is a trick for you.
This is a trick that you played on you,
as
I would say. Randolph and her husband tried to verify the number and it showed it was indeed registered to Redken. So the whole story here is this person texts her, says, I'm looking for you, model.
Yeah.
I've been referred to you. I work for Redken, and we're working on a new campaign. So she was supposed to...
Can I stop you here?
Yeah.
Can I stop right here?
Please.
This is what where I get bumped.
There's a lot.
This is what bumps me. Redken. Is a hair product.
I have a feeling I know where you're going, but I don't want to say.
Call
I know where
crazy.
You're going.
So you call me.
They make hair, not skin products. Not scalp products.
Not scalp products, but hair products.
Hair.
So a representative from the hair company calls
texts me.
Don't even call. I don't even have a voice where I can hear a lot. They text me and say, shave your head
and
eyebrows on behalf of our hair product. You don't stop and go, but how am I going to model your product if I ain't got shit to model it with?
And why do we start to verifying post-head shave? This is so now a warning. I can't even.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
The time to verify was before. The head shave.
Can I tell you this real quick, too? This is where, and I feel like I recently, over the last year and a half, understood what disorder meant. It means out of order.
Yeah.
This is disordered.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's out of order. This is not the order. This is the problem. This is not the order in which how you do business.
No, it is not.
It's not the order in which how this gets done.
It's kind of like let me go to the grocery store right now. And go into the aisle with the flour and get some eggs and milk. And let me start making some pancakes.
Right.
Ralph's, besides a lot of other issues, they're going to be like, hey, you didn't pay for that yet.
Right. And you
also... can't use it yet. Yes. You haven't paid for it. It's even a little bit wonky when we start eating our grapes at the checkout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at least you're in the cart on your way out. You actually did the activity from a text, somebody without a contract, without paperwork, without anything, and didn't do the verification until you didn't get any money. Because here's the other problem I have with right now. You can Venmo, you can Cash App. I don't know how many apps there are where you can get that money in 5 seconds.
That's right.
So there's no excuse for you do it first and then pay me. At the very least, if this bitch had gotten $50, some kind of a fucking deposit you would go, okay, but you literally did the entire activity and then were like, wait, something seems wrong? Yeah. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. And you deserve us making fun of you. You do. I'm sorry. And hopefully in the future, this shit won't go down like this.
Yep.
You'll get ordered about it. Randolph and her husband tried to verify the number. And part of the trick it was that Redken does have a series of online media campaigns about how to handle, here's the important word, the yes, operative word, this is good. How to handle hair at home.
And I'm gonna guarantee that one of their solutions being a hair care product isn't to not have hair, because that would be a decidedly stupid thing for a hair company to suggest.
Thank you, Angela.
Hey, you could buy shampoo or conditioner, or you could forgo all that shit that we sell and just shave off all your head. Why the fuck would they do that? They wouldn't. But in any case, she went ahead and does this. And this is the thing. She went on to say, they don't understand the hit that somebody takes, the person who did this to her. They used me, they abused me, and they just throw it away. I'm going to be really blunt. It's something like a digital rape. I don't think it is. What I think it is that you are a fucking idiot.
Yep.
And yes, it was wrong. Yes, it was fucked up. But you're an adult. You're an idiot. You should know better. And I get that we're all like, hey, I don't know how I'm gonna pay a bunch of shit right the fuck now. But what I do know is if fucking Head and Shoulders calls me and says, we have an online campaign where you shave off all your hair, I'm gonna ask some questions.
Yes. You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country where if somebody said they wanted you to do something, right? There would be a contract with a company, right?
That's right.
You would have an expectation that you would say, I want to see that in writing.
That's right. And we'll get to that part of the podcast.
Yes.
Where we do all that.
I'm Frances Callion.
No, but this is the show.
Oh, shit.
This is the show. We got more stupid.
And I'm going to tell you. I don't know where I'm at.
Also, that was a lot of stupid.
That was a lot of stupid.
It felt like a micro idiot.
It did feel like a micro idiot.
No, it was a lot of stupid.
Okay,
but
next up.
From Gary C. Right. We love you.
That's right. Good job, Angela.
Well, it's just because it's in a pile. Don't give me so much credit. class action lawsuit against Kellogg's over frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Now, I'm going to start off with this. Okay, I am not a Pop-Tart eater. I've never liked them.
Right.
They've always felt weird in my mouth.
Okay.
But my daughter loves them.
Well, I and all other really true Americans do, but go ahead.
So I don't know about what's inside, because all I've ever seen is goo.
Well, you know why? Because that is the main ingredient. Be clear, and I mean this with all love and respect, I've never once thought that there were strawberries in a Kellogg Pop-Tart.
Right.
In fact, I don't know what pop is, but I figured that was what was in it.
Right.
Be clear, the lawsuit is about the ingredients. She filed a class action lawsuit against Kellogg's over the amount of strawberries in their frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts. She's demanding a jury trial and seeking monetary damages along with punitive and or statutory damages. What she's saying is there aren't enough strawberries to call it strawberry Pop-Tart, because there aren't enough strawberries for you to get the health benefits or any of the benefits from strawberries, because they can't come from strawberry flavor, which it sounds like, although I don't have the box, but it sounds like what they're saying. And in fact, I think sort of weirdly, they don't have the ingredients listed in this article, and we don't have any strawberry Pop-Tarts, but it sounds like what they're saying is there aren't any actual strawberries in it,
but
there's strawberry flavor.
Exactly. And what actually the predominant fruits in it apparently are apple and pear.
Let me tell you something. It's fucking fruit. And let me tell you something. That's more fruit than I thought was in a Pop-Tart.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, there's actual fruit in a Pop-Tart? Hey! I was shocked and happy about that, because my assumption has always been this is some conglomeration of chemicals. It's of questionable value, but will fill you up and give you a little bit of energy, especially because I think they don't ever go bad, or it takes a really long time.
Yeah, the benefits from the strawberries apparently... cannot be provided by strawberry flavor, which refers to compounds extracted from strawberries used solely for taste without their nutritional value. Isn't that all food in America just about?
And also, I have to quibble with going to Pop-Tarts for nutritional value.
Thank you.
I think that's not...
You know what?
I mean, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be more clear and maybe put on the package This and they, but this is the thing. They may have that on the package.
It might be fruit flavored.
Fruit flavored. Who knows? But I do not like this lawsuit for this reason. Mm. I think that we have got to stop making our health choices and our food choices everybody else's responsibility.
Well, here we go. Let's get into this.
Let's talk about it.
Let's get into this because here's the thing. It's like when I, you know, you heard New Yorkers when Bloomberg was in charge and he didn't want people drinking large
sodas.
He wanted
to ban a certain ounces
of soda.
It? Like the crazy jumbo ounces.
Yes, the mega gulps, right?
Because to fight obesity and what soda is, I think, generally known to be an unhealthy choice that I make constantly.
Right. So here's the deal for me. It's like, what are we asking for? Because do you want government intrusion in your diet
or not?
But here's the thing. What I do think is fair.
Yes.
What I think is fair is honesty in packaging and labeling. And so
should they strawberry flavored Pop-Tart?
That's right.
They should have to add the word flavored. I think that that's, I don't know if that I can say punitive damages, because again, and then yes, should there be strawberries in it? Yes, blah, blah, blah. But it's one of those things, again, it hits me in that weird place of like, I think like of the ACLU, which of course I support and I believe in free speech, but I get frustrated because I feel like sometimes that's an organization that operates as if the world is the way it should be rather than the way it is. And the way it is that I have a problem with you defending Klan members who commit violent acts or who go out and do things because they have a right to free speech. That bothers me. And I go, here, at this point, can we really, is it fair to say that you really thought then when you were like, you know what, I need some strawberry in my diet. I've looked at my sort of holistically at my health and I need the benefits that come from a strawberry. I know I'll get some strawberry Pop-Tarts and then get upset because there ain't no strawberry in it.
And now it's Kellogg's fault because of how you choose to feed yourself.
Because I feel like everything about that package and everything about that food, here's the first thing. I think anytime you encounter a food where they say, you could probably eat this after a nuclear war, is you gotta ask yourself,
what's in it?
What the fuck is in it? Is it even organic?
Yep. Yep.
I'm just saying.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually f*** your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore Show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know how you're gonna feel.
I love this. A Texan man brought his own scale to weigh his steak.
Okay. This man brought his own scale to the Texas Roadhouse to make sure his steak was truly 6 ounces.
Now, I'm going to stop right here and say we travel in the past. We have traveled a lot.
Yeah, back before the pandemic. Before the pandemic.
And a lot of, we've eaten at the Texas Roadhouse quite a bit.
And let me tell you why. Because you don't have a lot of options, and Applebee's will make you violent.
Yes, it will. Yes.
There comes a time in life, and I'm going to tell you, there's several communities where they don't even have a McDonald's, but they might have an Applebee's.
Or an Outback.
If you're lucky. Outback became something. Outback and, what's the Italian one?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden used to be Dreams.
Yes.
I'd be like, oh, please let there be an Outback or an Olive Garden, just because you get sick of the fast food or the non-food food. So, Texas Roadhouse. So Antonio Chacon ordered a 6 ounce steak at the Texas Roadhouse, but he felt like that wasn't the size steak he got. So he ran out to his car where he allegedly just happened to have a scale. And when his dish arrived, the 22-year-old, I don't like this in the article the way it's written. It says, in an act of quick thinking. Do we really call this quick thinking?
Having a scale at the ready?
Yeah.
No.
He ran to his car, grabbed a digital scale from his toolbox. Upon returning to the restaurant, he placed what he thought was his 6 ounce steak on the scale, and it weighed 3.6 ounces.
Chacon wanted to share his discovery in an act of kindness. I question that, with other people who might be getting the 1.5 ounce less steak, and posted it to Facebook. The post has since been shared over 92,000 times.
So here's the deal. You said it immediately when we read this. When they say 6 ounce steak, I think they mean before cooked.
Before cooking, yes.
Now, I don't know how much you can lose in cooking. But you're more of a cook, but I don't know. You don't really steak.
So, but you're losing moisture
but
and
can
fat.
It be that much?
And fat. So you're rendering it, if it's marbled, especially depending on what cut it is.
Yeah.
If you're rendering it, you could render that much out of that steak. Also, it sounds like it's well done.
Yeah, that's what it said. If the steak is well cooked as his was. So, I think he had a well done steak. So here's my thing. I wonder if they make that clear. That sounds like the kind of thing that might be in small print.
Yeah.
On the sign, like 6 ounces before
cooking.
Before cooking. But what I like about this idiot story is they went and made him another steak.
Yes.
And I believe that is the way you handle this moment. Because whether or not he's right, you just end the interaction.
But here's the problem. Now, everybody walk in and go, I want double steaks? Because you know that there is somebody out there going, oh, this is how you get an extra steak.
And I really think that all that says to me is that you just put an end to that special, whatever the special was.
Yeah.
Put an end to it.
Yep. Next up, also from Gary C., woman licks everything in a grocery store.
Let me tell you how much I hate this bitch. They have video.
Yeah.
Of a woman walking around a store licking literally everything and insisting that it's good for her and boosts her immune system.
I'm a stop.
I can't, Francis.
You know what?
You are not an epidemiologist.
No, you're not. And I'm sorry. And if you are anti-vax, you gonna just turn it down right now. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Don't even listen to this shit. I don't even want to deal with you.
I mean, the reality, since the woman is an anti-vaxxer, she shared the video online. She's been castigated for spreading unhealthy misinformation. And you know what? And just because you feel like it feels good, you think it's good for you because you feel this way. Fuck you.
She says, you know, being a blogger, germs fortify your immune system. Exposure to germs build defenses against asthma and allergies. No, they don't. And also, I cannot stress this enough. This is a problem. I have allergies, as you may or may not know. And they're very bad, Francis can attest.
They're awful.
And I'm allergic to a lot of things, mostly environmental things, not food allergies, thankfully. But I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, have you tried something pollen?
Right.
And I've said, no. And they've got, oh, why not go? Because I'm allergic to pollen.
Right.
And what I found is that when I smother myself in the thing I'm allergic to, I get more allergic.
Really?
And I understand that people have heard of allergy shots and they think that this is but that's not what this is. Licking random shit doesn't do that. If you go get allergy shots, you go specifically to a doctor, they give you that thing in certain doses over time. And let me tell you something, they're 80% ineffective. I've tried it, and only because I was, my allergist was like, well, we might as well do this. We've tried everything else, even though it generally doesn't work. You are, what turned everyone into this country suddenly into an expert on germs and the immune system?
And why
what?
Do you,
and here's my thing. Why do you feel like you get to go and give every item in the fucking store a tongue bath
so that now
I gotta touch your nasty ass germs?
You're just passing your germs on to everyone.
But again, it's the level of being inconsiderate. And I think that's
a kind word for it.
And that is where anti-vaxxers are. They're inconsiderate people. There is no consideration for anyone.
It's beyond
but
selfish.
Their own fears.
It's beyond selfish. And it's disgusting and it's unhealthy and it's wrong. And fuck this bitch.
Yes. Slash review. Phone caller convinces woman to shave her head. That's just stupid. Gary's right.
Absolutely. We have the woman suing Kellogg's over not having enough strawberry in a Pop-Tarts, allegedly.
Yeah, and then we have
the man who bought a scale in to weigh his steak.
And then we got the woman who licks everything in a grocery store. Who's the biggest idiot?
Well,
I gotta go for
the
woman who shaved her hair.
I do too. And
I gotta go with
her. I have to go with her because this is so I get that you need money. I get all that. But get the money up front.
That's right.
What the fuck? Venmo, bitch. Cash App, what the Chime? I don't know what the fuck.
Get the money before you take off your panties.
Hello.
Every time.
I'm just saying, you're a fucking idiot. And a text?
Woo.
A text. Let me tell you, Francis, there are companies, large companies that have networks that we won't work for without getting the money up front.
That's
because
right.
They have problems with paying people.
That's right.
Let alone I get a random text from some motherfucker telling me I haven't. We are actors, okay? Mm-hmm. We are performers. I just was looking at this in one of my settings on an online audition thing that we have to use. And I had in there that they ask you, are you willing to cut your hair?
Mm-hmm.
And I said no.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different negotiation.
Exactly.
Hair cutting is a whole different pay scale. But notice I said pay.
Yes.
That shit has to. I do not understand how you can be left alone with a cell phone if this is the kind of thing that happens.
Girl, you know what, Angela? There was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that people understood that if a shampoo company was calling you,
right,
that you'd be shampooing your hair at some point.
That's right, Francis. There was a time. There's a time in this country, Francis, where people said to themselves, hey, you know what? I want to boost my immunity. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to take some echinacea.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Some vitamin C. I'm going to get some airborne.
Some of that golden seal.
Oh, that's supposed
whatever
to be very
is.
Good.
That
some
is.
Garlic.
Right,
people say
right.
Eat some garlic will help you out.
Yeah.
But you know what they didn't do? They didn't lick random, dirty, nasty public shit. There's a time where people knew the difference between introducing germs and giving them out and actually doing something.
Angela, there was a time in this country in my 52 years I've been on this earth that Pop-Tarts have existed. I ain't never seen a strawberry fall out of one of them motherfuckers.
No. When there was a time in this country when we did not dare to expect such a grossly crazy thing.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
Thank you so much and a big thank you and we love you to our producer, Laura.
And we'll be back next week
for Facebook Live.
Today, we discuss Miro. Today, I want to talk about the hellscape that is technical diagramming, right? Everybody's nodding their heads right now, uh-huh. And there is a potential solution that I want to share. There was one name that several people brought up. I did some digging, and it's kind of nuts how much this program Miro has for developers. I have to share this. It could potentially be a game changer for you. So my favorite part about Miro is that half the work is already done. Like right now, typically we spend hours starting diagrams from scratch, gathering information, you get buy-in from every team. You know, that's a lot of work to do. But Miro has a full set of integrations with the tools you're probably already using. And they also offer open APIs and SDKs for custom solutions for all those niche diagramming use cases we have to do, right? So the end result is the same, but it doesn't take forever. It's a massive, massive time saver. I'm transforming basic flowcharts and network architectures, and it all lives in one place. So are you using Miro? Have you used it? I want to hear. That's miro.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.